Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Lucky Roberts, Nat D. Ayer, and Henry Burbig. We'll also have a child segment and an arboreal segment. But first, for those of you keeping score at home, a quick correction to last week's Bill Cox segment. I didn't tell you the name of the song Bob Miller wrote and Bill Cox sang about the fate of Will Rogers and Wiley Post. The title is The Fate of Will Rogers and Wiley Post, and it was recorded August 30th, 1935, not September 3rd. September 3rd is when Cox was back in the studio to record the flip side of Perfect 5-11-54, titled Will and Wiley's Last Flight, also written by Bob Miller. So, now on to this week's, hopefully, error-free show. Last week, August 7th, probably marked the birth anywhere between 1887 and 1892 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Charles Lucky Throberts to William L. Roberts, a veterinarian, and Elizabeth Williams. Sadly, she died just 3 weeks after Charles' birth, so his father, unable to cope, placed him with the Ringgolds, a vaudeville family that he knew, although he remained involved in his son's life. Young Charles became a tumbler and acrobat on the vaudeville stage, appearing with, among other troupes, Mamie Remington and her Ethiopian prodigies. His father got him professional piano lessons, and although he never grew taller than 4'10", his hands could span nearly 2 octaves. By 1911, now known as Lucky, his reputation was firmly established, and he became musical director for the off-Broadway troupe, the Southern Smart Set Company, where he met Lena Sanford, a professional opera singer, to whom he was married for over 40 years. His first published piece was Junkman Rag around 1912, and his limited recording career began with Columbia in 1916. Following his service with James Reese Europe's 369th Infantry Hellfighters, he formed his own society orchestra, composed for Broadway, and with collaborator Alex Rogers, formed his own publishing company. In the 1940s, he owned the Harlem nightclub Lucky's Rendezvous, and in the 50s, survived muggings, strokes, and car accidents, all the while refusing to retire. Lucky Roberts died February 8, 1968, at the Mayflower Nursing Home in Manhattan, and is buried at the Frederick Douglass Memorial Gardens in Bay Terrace on Staten Island. Here are three from Lucky Roberts. On May 21, 1946, Lucky Roberts recorded six of his compositions for the Circle J label, and we just heard one of them, Music Box Rag, composed in 1914, and recorded that year by the Victor Military Band and the following year by Jodas Society Orchestra. I'm sure it's been played at the West Coast Ragtime Festival, but I'll have to make a special request of Brian, or Frederick, or Adam, or, well, anyway. Before Music Box Rag was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago under the direction of Roy Bargee, who did double duty playing piano on Robert's tune, Railroad Blues. They tried it a couple of times on September 20th, 1920, three more times the next day, and took a break for a day before coming back on the 23rd and getting it right on take seven. Roberts also recorded Railroad Blues in 1946 and did an amazing job imitating train sounds with just the piano. We started a little tribute to Lucky Roberts with Zez Confrey and his orchestra with Rose Time and You from Victor 19090. It may have taken Roy Bargee seven takes for Railroad Blues, but it took Zez Confrey nine takes for Rose Time and You, five on May 15, 1923, and four more on June 4th. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 5th, marked the birth in 1887 in Boston, Mass. Of Nathaniel Davis Ayer, A-Y-E-R, to Silas Hibbard Ayer and Juliet Butterfield. He studied at Haverford College, where he was captain of the football team, and wrote music for several college plays. Ayer married Flora M. McFadden in Monroe, New York, on September 29, 1910, and the couple had four sons. Ayer wrote songs for at least seven Broadway shows, including Ziegfeld Follies of 1909 and 1916, and in addition to composing, also recorded in a very smooth vocal style for the time, without the over-enunciation and forced sound common at the time. He went to London with the American Ragtime Octet in 1912, and went back in 1914, when he spent 9 months touring Great Britain and six countries in Europe. In 1916, he moved to England, where he stayed for the rest of his life. Contemporary newspaper reviews contain statements including, "Mr. Ayer has that knack of writing music that captures the popular fancy and just naturally calls for the syncopation of a burlesque slapstick for its best effect," and "the music of Nat D. Ayer is promised to be of that kind which jingles in your ears long after you have gone to sleep." Nat D. Ayer died on September 19, 1952, in Bath, Somerset, England, at 65 years of age. Songs from the Ayer catalog include "There's No Place Like Home," "When There's No Place Else to Go," "If You Talk in Your Sleep, Don't Mention My Name," "Gee, But I Like Music with My Meals," and these. ¶¶
the whole town crazy. One girl, and she's a little daisy. One girl with golden hair and a great big baby stare. One girl has got the fellows lonesome for her company. She's got a sweet little smile, a neat little style, and she belongs to me. And everyone in town loves my girl, she's my girl. But every day I hear some fellows say, our eyes have met, our lips not yet, but oh, you kid, I'll get you yet. And that's the reason why I worry, my poor brain's in a whirl. For if ever I should lose her, show me one man who'd refuse her, for everybody loves my girl. One boy is feeling kind of worried. One boy whose brain is all a flurry. One boy can't sleep at night and has lost his appetite. One girl has got a fellow guessing, acting mighty queer. For he's afraid that someday they'll steal her away, and that boy's standing here. And everyone in town loves my girl, she's my girl. But every day I hear some fellows say, our eyes have met, our lips not yet, but oh, you kid, I'll get you yet. And that's the reason why I worry, my poor brain's in a whirl. For if ever I should lose her, show me one man who'd refuse her, for everybody loves my girl.
That I have found you, oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. When I'm round you, how my heart does ache. I'd like to squeeze you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
Oh, oh beautiful,
you beautiful
baby.
Doll, you great
oh,
big beautiful
I
doll.
Always love you so.
Let me put my arms around you.
I'm
so glad that I have found you.
Oh, beautiful,
you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. When I'm round you, how my heart does ache. I'd like to squeeze you, but I fear you break. Oh,
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 oh, oh, great big beautiful doll.
and you were the only girl.
Nothing else would matter in the world today.
We could go on loving in the same sweet way.
The Garden of Eden, just meant for two.
With nothing to mar our joy. Wonderful things to do.
If you were the only boy in the world,
and you were the only girl.
Nat Gonella and his Georgians with the vocal duo of Nat Gonella and Stella Moya with If You Were the Only Girl in the World. That's an Australian pressing of a recording made in London on November 2, 1938. Stella Moya was the stage name of Stella Yao, born in Ipoh, Malaysia in 1916 to an English mother and Chinese father. She moved to England with her mother when she was 9, where she received dance instruction and stage training. At age 19, Yao was spotted by a talent scout at a London dance and became the first Malayan to appear in a film produced in Britain, the 1935 comedy Stormy Weather. She played the part of a Chinese girl, Stella Moya, from which she took her stage name. After appearing in several British films, Moya performed on stage and joined Nat Gonella's band as vocalist. She was also known by the stage name My Stella. Before that, the Hoosier Hotshots, with Skip Farrell singing the A. Seymour Brown lyrics to Nat Ayer's most well-known tune, Oh, You Beautiful Doll. Vocalion 5345 was made December 8, 1939. Skip Farrell was born Charles Farrell Fielder in Illinois on October 9, 1918. In the 1950s, he became an actor and was the announcer on Tennessee Ernie Ford's television show. He died May 8, 1962. We started our tribute to Nat Ayer with Billy Watkins singing the Lou Brown lyrics to Ayer's tune, Everybody Loves My Girl. Victor 17548 was made March 26, 1914. Last week, August 6th, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of master dialectician Henry C. Burbig. In 1924, Henry Burbig was a physical education instructor at a gymnasium in the Hotel McAlpin in Manhattan. One day, as he was waiting for an elevator, Burbig recognized the man standing beside him as a radio announcer. Responding to Burbig's inquiry, the man said, "Why, yes, I'm Sneddon Weir of Roxy's gang." After telling Weir that he had never been in a broadcasting studio, Burbig was invited on a tour of the WMCA studio. Burbig reciprocated by giving Weir a tour of the gymnasium, and when requested, gave him an exercise and nutrition regimen to follow. After a few months, Weir's physical condition had improved greatly, and he asked Burbig if there was anything he could do for him in return. Burbig asked for an audition of his comedy routine of fairy tales in Jewish dialect, which Weir arranged immediately. Almost overnight, Burbig went from a poorly paid gym instructor to a phenomenally successful radio comedian into the late 1930s. On July 21, 1931, Burbig appeared on the inaugural broadcast of the CBS network's experimental television station W2XAB with the Boswell sisters, Kate Smith, and George Gershwin. He later joined CBS Radio as a producer, director, and actor for shows including the serial drama Big Sister. In 1955, when Bob Keeshan left the TV show Tinker and Toymaker to create the Captain Kangaroo show, he was replaced by Burbig. Henry Burbig died December 16, 1980, in New York. Here's Henry Burbig.
Romeo and Juliet. Once upon a time, there was living a boy from the name from Romeo. But nobody understood him, the poor thing. Well, how could they? His mother was a telephone operator and his father was a radio announcer. Life for him was not so cozier, because when he was 15 years old, he was thrown out from school because when the teacher asked him to count to 13, he said there, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, Jack, Queen, King. But he didn't care a snapper for school anyhow. So he went looking for a job, and the first crack from the icebox, he came to a butcher shop. He knew his life was at stake, so he acted like a lamb and threw the bull and got the job delivering meat for the butcher. He used to deliver liver to Mr. Rosenblatt, who had a very pretty daughter from the name Juliet. Every time Romeo rode into the backyard on his roller coaster, there in the balcony was always sitting Juliet smoking her pipe and taking her drinking lessons. So Romy said, now is my chance, I should make a depression. So he climbed the balcony and said, hello, Kiro, it's a nice evening this morning, don't we?
Sir, don't you got a mistake? Skip the gutter, small change, or I'll spend you.
Well, listen, horseface. Since the first time what I didn't seeing you, I have saw the light. And I have come to the conclusion that the situation in my heart keeps telling me and telling me that you are meant for me, sonny boy. So let's away, my darling pigeon-toed Helitosis beauty. Let us away.
Oh, Romy. Oh, my mascaro. Really, you sweep me off my number 12 golf shoes. Oh, this is so swift. Puff, puff. Why, I hardly know you. And besides, my father should be insulted first, don't you think?
Okay, Baloney, I will return when the moon is full.
You better return when my old man is full.
All right, monkey face, goodbye. So Dopey Romy went back to work. And when he got back to the butcher shop, his boss was very mad, and he said like this. Say, where were you, you muttonhead? Mrs. Ginsburg is waiting for our liver.
What's the matter? Did she lend it to somebody?
And that last gag made the boss so mad that he gave Romy the gate and fired him. So poor Romy was a Romy again. What to do, he didn't know. He was blue and lonely too, poetry. So 2 weeks later, Romy came for his answer and he said like this. Julie, my darling pie face, I have come for your answer. Tell me yes, you will go away with me in envelope. And I will be the happiest Boy Scout in the whole universal. But say you no, and I will commit suicide with this bottle of nauseating iron. Say you yes.
Yes, Romy, I love you with a love that's stronger than Liederkranz cheese. Let us run away, darling.
And so the story ends. The two lovers ran away and got married. And from that time on, Romy owed what Juliet. Let that be a lesson to you.
Thank you. little tale I'll tell to you about the love of someone who they call the ragamuffin Romeo. He'd sigh and wail as lovers do when thinking of his sweetie too, poor little ragamuffin Romeo. In dreams only they had ever met, and at dawn he'd awake, all so lonely for his Juliet. And then he would take his little sack and hit the road, a-picking rags at each abode, poor little rag, a muffin Romeo.
I took one look in your book on Romeo and Juliet. Now I'm all set. I'm just a hidey-ho Romeo, and I'm looking for a Juliet. Now at this Barrymore business, I may be new, but up in Harlem, I met a fat man. I can teach John a thing or two. I'm searching high and low, hidey-ho-dey-ho-dey-ho. Once I find her, I'll be set. And for emergency, I carry with me a ladder for to climb right into her balcony. I'm just a hidey-ho Romeo, looking for a Juliet. Looking for a Juliet.
Well, three Henry Burbig records in a row might have been a little much. So I made this a Romeo segment, starting with Henry Burbig telling us his version of Shakespeare's tale of the star-crossed lovers. Burbig made a few sides for Victor and Columbia, but this is one of four sides on the QRS label. Yes, the Piano Roll Company, made sometime around 1930. I've played it by Paul Whiteman and Nat Shilkret, and Phil Spitalny and Jesse Stafford also recorded it, but after Henry Burbig was Jack Albin and his Hotel Pennsylvania music, with Ragamuffin Romeo, written by Harry DaCosta and Mabel Wayne for the King of Jazz. This commercial recording with the vocal by Bill Cody was made May 12, 1930, and issued on Victor 22432. We finished up not with the King of Jazz, but the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, with Heidi Ho Romeo. That August 31, 1937 recording was issued on Variety 651 and Vocalion 3789. Heidi Ho Romeo was written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. This next segment is a set of child songs. It's not really for no particular reason, because I came across the record that starts it off while putting together the Lucky Roberts segment. And I'll tell you more in the back announce.
Oh, now there. You know, the most wonderful thing in the world to me is babies. And I sometimes think the most remarkable one in the whole world must be our child. Oh, now there. Mama, why don't you stop calling this your child? Don't you know this is our child? Yes, you go on tend to your work, and I'll take care of our child. Because I've loved babies all my days. And I watched them act all kind of ways. But after all is said and done, I've concluded that our child is about like the average one. Because he'll laugh 1 minute and then he'll cry the next. And then he'll fall downstairs when you least expect. He'll swallow buttons and then he'll lick off paint. The very place you think he is where he ain't. Eats paper, dirt, and then eats weeds and grass. Last week he ate the silver off our looking glass. Licks coal, wood, wallpaper, glue. And he sure can play melodiously on a rubber shoe. So after careful thoughts, our family had to form these plans. We had a muzzle made for him, and then sister, she tied his hands. We kept him muzzled quite a while. 'Twas firm, but still 'twas mild. Because we knew that's about the only way we'd ever raise our child. Oh, now there. Now wait a minute. Uh-oh, it wants the bottle. Yes, well, now, there it is. Now, ain't that nice, Why, sure it is. And when you see that sad look in his eye, why, a sign he'd laugh when he really ought to cry. And he'd cry for something, why, just have a fit. You give him what he's crying for, and you find out that ain't it. And don't you know he won't touch things that he really ought to eat? But the child gets frantic every time he sees a piece of meat. Wants tea and coffee. Poor little dear. Why, we dare not bring out our homebrew beer. He'll swallow things in spite of faith, and though we spank and spank, he seems to think his stomach is a national savings bank. 3 watches gone, 2 rings, 1 brooch. Why, it's nearly got us wild. Because the Ouija board has told us that they're all inside our child. Oh, now, here. Uh-oh, it wants the bottle again. Well, now, there it is. Uh-oh. No, it ain't the bottle this time. Mama, come get your child. Our child.
Child on a sick bed lay, and death was very near. She was the pride and only child of a railroad engineer. His duty called him from those he loved, and seeing that hope was dim, while a tear he shed, to his wife he said, just have two lanterns trimmed. Just hang a light as I pass tonight, and hang it where it can be seen. If our baby's dead, just show the red. If she's better, then show the green. House by the railroad side, a mother with watchful eye saw a gleam of hope and a feeble smile as the train went rushing by. Just one short look was his only chance to see the light a-gleam. In the midnight air there rose a prayer. Thank God the light was green. Just hang a light as I pass tonight, and hang it where it can be seen. If our baby's dead, just show the red. If she's better, then show the green.
Wild about you.
The Puritan Dance Orchestra, about which discographer Brian Rust says, undoubtedly a pseudonym for some hitherto unidentified band of which nothing else is known, and Sweet Child, composed by Richard A. Whiting and Howard Simon. The label of Puritan 11444, recorded in early 1926, credits Harry Bartlett with the Al Lewis vocal chorus. The flip side credits Arthur Hall with the vocal on Thanks for the Buggy Ride, but my source says Harry Bartlett is Arthur Fields. Before Sweet Child, I hope you had a tissue ready for The Engineer's Child, composed by Carson Robison and Robert King. Vernon Dalhart sang the Henry V. Neal lyrics on Victor 19983, recorded March 2, 1925. Carson Robison played the guitar and Murray Kellner the violin. We started off with Charles E. Mack without fellow Black Crow George Moran with Our Child. The lyricist was Alex Rogers, and Lucky Roberts wrote the tune, which is how I came across this record in the first place. It's on 12-inch Columbia 50061-D, recorded December 22, 1927. That's also Lucky Roberts at the keyboard, but do you know who played the part of the crying child? Vaughn DeLeith. I know. With all the other devastation taking place in the world, including the current park fire here in California, it's easy to forget that a year ago, a series of 4 wildfires broke out in Hawaii, primarily on the island of Maui, severely damaging Lahaina's 151-year-old banyan tree, planted in 1873, a gift from India, where it is the country's national tree. While the 102 people who died in the fires are never coming back, thanks to the efforts of arborists and dedicated volunteers, the 60-foot-high tree, which spans nearly an acre in Lahaina Banyan Court Park, is showing some signs of healthy regrowth. So, with thanks to all who are helping in the efforts to revive Lahaina's banyan tree, as well as Lahaina Town, here's a rapidly rotating record about a banyan tree.
Fulfillment of a tropical dream of love. You were as sweet to me as sweet could be. Remember there was springtime in the air beneath a banyan tree. I could count the thrills by counting the stars above. For you were mine that night, divine that night. Remember there was springtime in the air. High up in the sky, the proverbial stars and the moon seem to be bringing the dawn too soon. Waves along the shore whispered love is the same as of yore and will continue forevermore. Beneath a banyan tree, love light lingered till the sun was a golden flare. And you were mine that night, divine that night. Remember there was springtime in the air. Thank you. stars and the moon seem to be bringing the dawn too soon. Waves along the shore whispered love is the same as of yore and will continue forevermore. Beneath a banyan tree, love light lingered till the sun was a golden flare. And you were mine that night, divine that night. Remember there was springtime in the air.
Well, there aren't a whole lot of vintage songs specifically about banyan trees, so we started the set with the only one I have, Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiian Orchestra, who were beneath a banyan tree in Los Angeles on May 6, 1937, from Decca 1646. I don't know if it was a banyan tree or not, but after Harry Owens were the Cook Sisters and a Shady Tree from Brunswick 3668, recorded September 28, 1927. Described on the Leo Feist sheet music as a waltz ballad, Walter Donaldson wrote the words and music to that one. The Cook sisters were Nellie and Lucille, Lucille with one L, and unless they recorded under another pseudonym, they made only one other recording, the flip side of A Shady Tree, Make My Cot Where the Cotton Grows, which you just might be hearing on next week's show. Supposedly, while the pair were touring in vaudeville, they had some of their costumes stolen by Lucille with two L's, Billy LeSueur, who would later change her name to, wait for it, Joan Crawford. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.